In March, I saw the first skylark. Not the bird, of course. On our high windswept moors, it was much too early in the year for skylarks. This one had been drawn on a sheet of A4 paper, the ordinary kind you put in printers, and at first glance I missed the bird altogether. Mallary reached across to point to the very bottom right-hand corner. Putting on my reading glasses, I held the paper up to the car window to see a drawing that was not much bigger than my thumbnail. The weather was being typically Welsh that day, heavily overcast and mizzling, too heavy to be mist, too light to be drizzle, making the back seat of the car as dim as a disused chapel. On the page, the tiny bird crouched midst blades of prickly-looking grass, its eyes bright, its expression shrewd, as if it knew something I didn't. Its plumage was highly coloured, more that of a macaw than a skylark. Minuscule musical notes rose up along the right-hand edge of the paper to indicate its song.
"Don't you think that shows talent?"
Mallary asked.
"She's only 9.
"What's her name again?"
"Jessie. Jessie Williams."
The tiny details of the drawing, so precise and intricate, mesmerized me. Mallary opened the elasticated portfolio file resting on her knee and took out 3 more drawings and handed them to me. 2 were done in felt-tip pen, like the one I already held. The other was in pencil, the lines so pale and spidery that I could hardly make them out in the dim light. The same small bird locked eyes with me in each of them.
"I like that she does them,"
Mallary said.
"They seem cheerful to me, as if Jessie still has hope."
I had met Mallary Thomas the first time a number of years earlier. It was in Cardiff, in the green room of a TV studio for the Welsh-speaking channel S4C, where we were both appearing on the morning breakfast show. I was there to promote one of my books, and she was taking part in a panel discussion about children's rights. Mallary caught my attention immediately, because chances are she would have caught anyone's attention. Her features were bold, attractive, almost Italianate, large dark eyes and long dark hair, and she was dressed in a figure-hugging knit dress in a startling shade of emerald green. These aspects would have been striking enough on their own, had there not also been the fact that Mallary looked remarkably similar to popular TV chef Nigella Lawson. For just a moment, I thought that's who it was, and was curious why she would appear on a Welsh-speaking panel about children's rights. Green rooms always have an edgy atmosphere. Almost everyone waiting to go before the television cameras feels anxious for one reason or another, and as a consequence, even if you don't know each other, it's common for people sitting together in a green room to make small talk as a distraction from nerves. This was challenging for me on this particular occasion, because everyone was speaking Welsh. I had only newly learned the language and was not quite fluent. More to the point, my American tongue still did not always take kindly to Welsh pronunciations. Subsequently, my only real memory of that occasion was the clangor I dropped. The weather always being a good topic for small talk, I thought to remark on how much I was enjoying the crisp, frosty days we were having. In the unanticipated hilarity that followed, I discovered the Welsh word for frost is pronounced remarkably similarly to the Welsh word for sex. When Mallary and I met again, it was at a small conference for social workers and other youth support workers, once again in Cardiff. I recognized her flowing black hair and glamorous clothes immediately. We laughed at the memory of my embarrassing blooper, and I was forced to admit that my Welsh was even worse these days than it had been then, as I'd moved to a new area where the dialect was much different. While I still read the language reasonably well, I'd pretty much stopped speaking it.
"That's my area,"
Mallary said, as I was explaining this.
"That's where I live."
And then,
"Oh, if you're so close, please, you must come out to Glanmorva. I have so many children I'd love you to see."